Hello, hello, and welcome back to Finding Better. This is John Suzuki, and I am your host. And this is the safe place where we share stuff with you. So we share real life experiences, not opinions, not theories, not academics. And it's just real, cool, regular people sharing life experiences. So maybe you can learn from what they've gone through and apply some of that stuff to your own life. And one of the things I ask is that if you find this episode or any of the episodes really helpful, share them with others, share them with your friends, let them learn from it too. Because we're not here to sell you anything. We're just here to help make the world better and help folks find the better that they're looking for in their lives. And so share it and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Finding Better. What's it called? Finding Better Podcast. And so anyway, so here we go. My guest today is an amazing, he's a cool, regular guy, and he's amazing. And his name is David Egan. And David and I worked together at my previous company where I retired from. And when I left, when you leave a company or you leave something, the people that you're leaving, everybody says, "Yeah, let's stay in touch. Yeah, let's stay in touch. Okay, yeah, our cross will pass sometime. It'll be cool, right?" And so I said, "Yeah, David. Yeah, one of these days our paths will cross." He goes, "No, you don't understand." I said, "What?" He goes, "I want to stay in touch." And I said, "Oh yeah. I mean, who knows where we're gonna cross?" He goes, "No." He said, "Read my." I mean, he didn't say read my lips. His point was, "I want to work with you." And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Listen, I've come across a lot. I'm gonna let you." Okay, David,
Yeah, no,
tell the folks what you told me, because I
I
mean,
remember
you're
exactly,
amazing.
but you're always someone internally that had a really good point of view on things and someone I looked up to, and I was able to travel with you at least once, and I just was always really impressed with how authentic you were. So you were someone I wanted to stay close to. And then, but when you started to share your vision for what you were doing in you call it your third career, I was like, that's something that I want to help make a reality, especially when you started talking about finding better. And from a lot of people will share ideas with me, but then like never actually accomplish them. And I think I was telling you, like, I want to see you accomplish this. Like, there's no reason you can't. And people will face a roadblock and then all of a sudden get overwhelmed. And it's like, no, we can figure this out. Like, everyone's figuring things out. And here we are, like a year later. I don't know, you're in 20 plus episodes now on this, which is amazing. You have a long way to go, I think. And happy to be a guest on the podcast now.
It's amazing because you do get overwhelmed. I wrote this book right here, American Grit, and I launched that, and I launched this podcast on January 1st. And I'll tell you, it's hard to do something new. And there were lots and lots of roadblocks, but the way David you wanted to move forward, he said, "Let's meet once a month." I said, "Once a month? You want to meet once a month? You're willing to spend that much time?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "David, I won't have any." He goes, "That's okay. That's okay. Let's just meet once a month." And we did. And he held true to it. And I'll tell you, even though I didn't have anything for David for many, many of those monthly meetings, he kept me accountable, and he kept me in my mind going, I gotta report something to this man, right? And so I'll tell you, if not for you, David, and everybody, if not for David, I don't know if I would have accomplished what I've gotten done so far. And when I talk about in my previous episodes, I talk about surround yourself with really great people better than you, right? If you can find people who are better, I've been blessed with lots and lots of people in my life who are far better than I am. And a lot of them, like David, have been willing to help me. So, seek those people out. And I'll tell you, it has been wonderful. And David continues to blow my mind all the time. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence. We're going to talk about finding better artificial intelligence. And the thing, and you know, David's going to take you through it, but I just want, what I've learned from David is that, you know, we think about artificial intelligence as being part of this world of technology, and this world of technology has been incredibly complicated. You have to go to school to get an engineering degree or a technology degree or a math degree, whatever it is. AI is turning the world on its head. And David's going to show you, and he's going to show me what he has done. And it's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind. I talk about starting a business, starting a side in this gig economy, right? I am absolutely centered around the idea that AI should be a core competency of every one of us, and just understanding the concepts. And David is going to share with us what his experience has been and what he's done with it, which is amazing and inspiring. So David, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I guess to start, like, I'm not an AI expert. AI has been around for decades, but really what happened about a year ago is ChatGPT came out and it kind of just exploded. And I've always been someone that's interested in, like, what's the new popping thing? Like, back in 2010s, it was like Instagram and Facebook. And I spent a lot of time like trying to build up my dog's Instagram page and get over 10,000 followers. But it was more of like trying to learn and just experience what's happening out there. So because you go to school and you get a set of skills, but then years go by and like new things are always happening. And so I've always felt like I have to stay on the cutting edge of the new thing. So when ChatGPT came, I realized, okay, I got to figure out this AI thing. I need to know how to use it. And I should find something fun that I can be using to play with it, because, you know, I work for a big corporation. It's not like I can sell internally like, oh, we shouldn't be doing this, because it takes like a lot of people to approve things and research it. But in my free time, I can do whatever I want. And so
that's right.
I started playing with ChatGPT and looking at different AI tools. And I just kind of got obsessed for a few months, where I was like, I want to try to build a business. And I've spent time on Instagram with my dog. I did a similar thing with AI for t-shirts.
Well, I just want to mention, you know, one of the things I love about you, David, is your curiosity, right? I mean, that curiosity that you have of going, hey, what's that? My wife with me, I can be kind of a curious guy too. And she calls me a dog with a squirrel. What's that? What's that? What's that? Right. And trying new things all the time. But, you know, especially as we're talking about learning, right? And we talk about the most valuable investment you can make is in yourself.
Yep.
This is the kind of thing that is going to, AI is going to affect everybody. It already is affecting everybody. It's going to affect everybody even more. So learning it and understanding the concepts and playing around with it, just having fun and exploring. So David, tell us, show us what you did.
Yeah. I'll show you in a second. I saw a quote, I don't know where it was, on Twitter or something, because people freak out, AI is going to take your job, right? And someone's like, no, AI is not going to take your job. Someone that knows how to use AI is going to take your job. So
nice.
That's like kind of staying on the cutting edge of, like, you need to be learning these tools. Like, people in college today aren't learning how to use AI. You have to get out there and you have to start playing with things, exploring things. And something like ChatGPT or like Google Gemini, this is brand new. Like, if someone wants to become an expert, like, it's still day one. You get out there, you go on YouTube, do some courses, you can figure it all out. But what I want to do is like have like a playground of my own and like figure out how to use this. And it says you've disabled sharing, so maybe you can enable it.
Okay,
I
need
what
to.
I built.
Okay, cool. Okay, enable multiple partners. I can't share. Okay, participants. Am I good?
Yep. Okay. You're good.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So this whole website is built on a platform called Shopify, but literally everything you see on here is built with AI.
Okay,
So,
just want one quick thing. I
yeah.
just want for the audience. We are looking at my YouTube channel, okay? The Finding Better Podcast YouTube channel. We'll try to describe it as best we can, but if you have a chance, go to YouTube and check this out because it's very, very visual. All right, David, thank you.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot better on YouTube. But essentially, what I did was working with the AI. I talked about like, give me some ideas. What can I do? And you just have a conversation with the tool, and it'll provide feedback for you. So eventually, I narrowed into wanting to do something with dogs and doing something with merchandise. And then eventually got into like, what kind of creative new thing could we do? And it said, you can do like a mixture of music and dogs or sports and dogs or all kinds of things. And I was like, that's great, let's do that. And I asked, give me some ideas for names. So it gave me a whole list of names and came up with this one, Honey Paws, which I thought was absolutely perfect for what we were doing. Now,
So David,
yeah.
the process that you went through when you say that you had a conversation with AI,
Yeah.
what exactly does that mean?
Do you want me to show you or just try to talk?
Sure.
Let me see if I can move the banners. It's so I'll just sort of explain it because I can't move
Okay,
the banner on the
yep.
Chrome. Basically, the way all these AI tools work right now is you have their conversations or chatbots, but they're more than kind of the old days where it was like simple responses. This is basically like the more context and the more you ask of it, the better the response will come out of it. And that's why learning and trying and playing with it is super important because people will ask me like, oh, what can it do? Well, I don't know all the stuff it can do. I only know because I've been asking it, what if it can help me on these
Yeah.
things. But it can literally do all kinds of things. It can code websites, it can code apps. It can make graphics, it can write poems, like it can do all kinds of things. You just have to attempt and see. And what I've learned is that the more input you give it, the better responses come out, which in a funny way have actually helped me in my everyday life, like in work. A lot of times in work, I'm on Slack and I'm messaging a real person, but I've realized like the more context I give this real person, the better response I'm going to get back from that person. So in a weird way, the AI has been training me to interact with people, real people too. But
Interesting. Because
yeah.
what you sort of kind of just described, I envisioned in my head as a child, right? You tell it something and then it says, why? And then you say, here's why. Why? Here's why. And no, do it this way. Try that. I mean, is that a bad simplification or is it
It
kind of like
doesn't
that?
necessarily ask why, but it'll give you a response where it doesn't, like, that's not that great, but you'll realize, oh, I needed to ask it a different way.
Got it. Okay.
So, but basically, we arrived on the name Honey Paws, and then I asked it to create me a logo because every website needs a logo. And, my dog is a long-haired dachshund, so that's why this is the logo. But I asked for several different concepts and we kept creating different ones. And the amazing thing is, like 2 years ago, before the AI tools came out, if I wanted a logo for this website, I'd have to ask somebody else to do it. I don't have skills on graphics design. And that might take like a week before I get something back. This can generate a whole bunch of different logos. Each one takes maybe a minute. And I think it works really well. To get started at least and test an idea. But everything on this website is completely generated by my conversation with AI. You see a banner page here that's really colorful. This is me saying, I want a banner for my website that fits the Punny Paws theme. It's got t-shirts, it's got dogs. And, we kept going back and forth and it kept spinning me different ideas out. And I was like, okay, this one's reasonable enough. Like, if someone comes to the website, they're not going to look at that and say, I don't trust this site. Like, could it be
Yeah.
better? Yeah, it could be better, but it's good enough to start testing and seeing if people would actually buy the shirts. The other great thing about like what the internet offers and all these platforms now is that it isn't only being sold on this one website, plentypaws.com, but you can easily plug it into Walmart, Amazon, eBay, Etsy. So all these things also go directly to there. And I don't hold any inventory on these shirts. They're all ordered automatically if someone orders off any of these sites and shipped, and I don't do anything.
That is amazing. So
So,
it's basically build on demand.
yeah, so there's a ton of print on demand companies that will do shirts, cups, iPhone cases, like really whatever you want. And I just thought the best place to start would be t-shirts. But the idea has always been like, let me find what designs people are interested in, and then maybe I'll dive a little bit deeper into that, or what categories of dog stuff people like. But really, like, it wasn't about making a bunch of money. It was about learning how to use these tools and
Yeah.
then staying on the front of the AI and what it can do.
That's amazing. And like you said, it's what you're learning about this can help you in your real life, right?
Yep.
And at the same time, you know, I mean, we see situations with how do I want nice to say it, job insecurity going on these days, right? And you know, this is the kind of thing that you can, I mean, who knows how you can, what you're going to learn? Who knows what applications you're going to come up with as you're learning this stuff? And I love it. This is, and I'm just, you know, the thing about your website, David, I really, what I do is I try to really pay attention to my reaction. When I first saw your website, I just smiled. I smiled, you know, and I'm like, oh, it wasn't one of those, oh, what's this? I mean, I see dogs with t-shirts. It's just like, whoa, what is this? So, wow, that's amazing. And here's some more t-shirts.
So I ended up, like I said, I got kind of carried away. I created over 500 different designs just because, like,
You can.
because you can, like, each one takes about a minute, and I did it over a couple of months, and then we have vacation over December, so like I spent my free time doing this. But I was just blown away by like asking the AI to create a dachshund for Elton John design, and this is what stood out. Like it's just incredible to me that in 30 seconds to 60 seconds, this comes out, and I'm like, I can put that in a shirt. Someone's gonna buy that. Someone did buy this shirt, actually. So I guess the other, it doesn't show you
So
up here.
wait, go back. So
Yeah.
you basically told the AI, show me a design for an Elton John dog.
Yep.
And that's what it came up with.
That's what it came up with.
You guys, if you're just listening, you have to log in to the YouTube channel so you can see what David's talking about. This is
Which
amazing.
I can't believe a real graphics designer could make something better than this. I mean, probably yeah, but that is, to me, that is so good for something that does it so
I
quickly.
was gonna say, not in 30 seconds.
Yeah,
Not
and
in
like
30 seconds.
to me, it was all about just testing the idea. And so like I don't have it featured on the site, but this is also plugged into TikTok. I don't even know that I was live on TikTok until someone bought this t-shirt. So, because it's plugged into the back end of the website onto the TikTok, and TikTok was showing ads, and I got an email that said someone bought this Elton Dog t-shirt. And I was like, wait a second, I'm not even supposed to be live yet.
Wow. That
But
is
so
amazing.
the other thing is like, it's been surprising is like, this has been the best selling shirt so far. And I never thought, to me, I never would have come up with this. This is the solar eclipse is coming up here
In
in about
Austin.
a month.
Yeah.
And I was just asking the AI, like, what are some ideas? What are some shirt ideas? And it was like, we should do some for the eclipse coming up. And I'm like, okay, sure. And people on Etsy keep buying this Dachshund Eclipse Long Shadow shirt. Again, like a really cool design that's made in a minute. It even AI writes the whole description down for you. Like, this used to be something, if I wanted to make a page for a shirt, one, I'd have to come up with the idea. Two, I'd have to have the design. Three, I'd have to write a description on what the shirt actually is. And you make this whole thing probably in under 10 minutes per design, per shirt, per everything. I've been loaded on the page.
And you know, the thing about it is that when you think about it, when you think about the process of designing a t-shirt or process of designing anything, right? The first thing is to come up with the concept, and then from there it becomes a back and forth. If you're working with a human, a back and forth of, how about this? No, let's do it this way. How about this? No, adjust this. How about this? Right? And it's just a back and forth. And what you're telling me, I think, is that that's exactly what AI does. Only it does it instantly without charging you.
Yeah, the only
money.
Yeah, the only negative thing on the back and forth is, say I wanted to slightly edit this, this exact design, like maybe I didn't want these, I guess they're kind of bats, maybe I didn't want them. Today, the AI isn't great at editing the image it made. It would make an entire new image that might be similar, but it would probably remove the bats, but you know, this moon might be somewhere else, or
okay.
This might be a different color. Just,
or maybe you're asking the wrong questions.
I think the AI doesn't realize the image that it just created. The way it works is like it knows the pixels, it doesn't necessarily know the entire image. Is my understanding, my basic understanding.
Okay. Well, it's just a matter of time to when it figures out that pixels make something. So take out the things that the pixels made. But yep. That's amazing. That is amazing.
It's all coming. And now there's video out there. I can do up to a minute video. They haven't publicly released it, but you can imagine I'm already thinking, once it's released, David's probably going to be making 500 different videos and putting them on YouTube and seeing like what people like watching, what people don't like watching, just to play with it and learn and explore.
Yeah.
Because this is going to become part of our lives.
Oh, big time for sure. So, wow. So, okay. So I have to ask you this question. Okay. How much money have you spent in building this t-shirt business?
Not very much. So,
and not very much as in 10 bucks or 10,000?
No. I'll tell you. So the upgraded subscription to ChatGPT is $20 a month. I think it's totally worth it. It's like unlimited questions and images. The Shopify costs $30 a month. So it's $50 a month to run the whole business. And that's it. $50 a month.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. And if people don't want to start a Shopify business and they just want to learn ChatGPT, it's 20 bucks a month. And that's,
there's a free version. So
okay.
You can go and do the free version too.
Yeah. Yeah. So as you said, David, we're just at the very beginning of this. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's just going to be crazy. And especially as AI starts learning, right. And learning faster and faster and faster and faster. So these things are going to happen really fast, really fast. So do you have any suggestions based on your experience for somebody just starting out and wanting to dig into this and start learning?
I mean, I think not just with AI, but I encourage anybody that has interest to explore those interests and not be scared of failure. Like a lot of times you'll see someone that's successful and it seems like it's an overnight success. It like never is.
It's never like, that way. People want you to think it is, but it never is.
Well, I'm not even sure like the person successful wants you to think it is, but that's the story that you end up getting out of the media or like the blog post that you happen to read.
Overnight success.
Yeah, because that's kind of
whatever.
Fun, right?
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, if you really dig into it, like these people have been working on multiple things and one thing happens to take off and it happens to work. So people just need to not be scared of failure. There is no failure. Like, just have fun, explore, be creative. If you don't like doing it, then move on to something else. Like, there's no reason, like, I need to keep doing the dog t-shirts if I don't want to. Like, but to me, it's fun. Like, I've ordered a couple myself. Like, it's fun. And
I'm gonna order some myself.
And people happen to be ordering them. It seems like other people are having fun. Now I don't know if I'll still be doing this business in a year from now, but like it now Shopify is $30 a month, so I can just leave it on. People order things, and the print-on-demand business for anybody that wants to start their own business, I think is just incredible because these shirts cost $9 of cost. They're being sold at $21, so that means I have to sell three to break even on the whole business every month. So like, you're not going to get rich unless you
right.
like really you can crack the code. Like maybe you end up finding a whole nother niche that people are really excited about a certain t-shirt, and you sell hundreds or thousands, and you do make a lot of money. And that's part of the reason I created 500 of them, because I wanted to see like, was there a niche of this whole dog thing that people end up buying a whole bunch of those, and I can like
maybe
keep building.
You
Yeah,
just
there might
never
be.
know. You just
Yeah.
never know,
You just never
right?
know.
And you know, the amazing thing about it, though, as we talked about, is you know, whether you make money or not, you're learning. You're learning this stuff, and you're current, and you're and going back to what you said AI won't take your job. Someone who knows AI is going to take your job. And so, you know, we're in the middle of really exciting times. And of course, the double-edged sword of that is really scary times. So make it so it's not scary, make it exciting, you know, and part of it is learning what you're fearful of. And the last thing I'll say, David, when you talk about fear or failure, I told somebody the other day that if you're not failing, you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just part of it's failure is stepping stone to success. I hate to be so cliche about it, but it's true. And of course, you learn something like this. There is no failure, right? What are you going to do? Go, oh my gosh, it's ugly. I can't do this anymore. No, you ask a different question, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, David, this has been wonderful. This has been wonderful. And, you know, like I said, you know, people think of AI and they go, oh, it's complicated and all that kind of stuff. Well, you just really simplified it for us. And I'm sure there are folks out there who are inspired. So thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all your support. Okay. So until next time, folks. All right. Share this with folks that they can see that this is something that's not out of reach for anybody. And I will tell you something. I will bet you that my grandkids are going to learn this faster and better than I will. And, you know, that's just the way the world is. And so we'll see, but it's exciting. David, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And everybody, until next time, take care. See you again. Bye.